We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Aurora firefighters worked for hours to put out a fire in a century-old building that started last night. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest.
Fire Marshal Javon Cross says since the Masonic Temple has been vacant for more than a decade, the fire department was able to take a more defensive approach. The roof has gone on the 50,000-square-foot building, collapsing inwards, and crews have evacuated three nearby homes.
I want to make sure that there is no further concern of it collapsing into the neighbors or out into the street or anything. So we're controlling any traffic here. Again, we're not allowing anyone to go into those homes.
The cause of the fire is under investigation. In Aurora, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
An Alabama woman is charged with attempted murder in what authorities say was a failed plot to kill two people in Illinois. Shannon Jones is also charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. The deputy chief of the Geneseo, Illinois Police Department says the charges stem from the attempted poisoning of one person last Friday and the bludgeoning of another. Authorities say more arrests are expected. Two Chicago teenagers are dead after an overnight crash in Hammond.
17-year-old Emily Perez and 18-year-old Mia Rodriguez were passengers in a car that police say slammed head-on into a semi just over the border at 108th and Indianapolis Boulevard in Hammond. It happened at about 10 p.m. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. The driver was seriously injured and was airlifted to a hospital, and the semi driver, police say, had minor injuries. Both the car and semi had heavy damage, suggesting speed was a factor. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Northwest Indiana commuter railroad is moving closer to expansion.
A southward expansion of the South Shore Line is a step closer to being realized. The Times of Northwest Indiana reports that the Federal Transit Administration has moved the Westlake Corridor commuter rail project into the engineering phase, making it one step away from a federal grant. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb tells the paper the expansion is a critical part of the efforts to strengthen the economy and attract new residents. The next steps include selecting an engineering firm to draw up plans and a contract by January, and once the cost is figured out, Northern Indiana Commuter Transportation District officials can approach feds about the grant money for construction. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Illinois Conservation Police, using some high-tech equipment, have found a deer hunter with dementia. He'd been missing for more than 2 days.
It was a hunting trip to Clark County, Illinois, for 66-year-old Chuck Egner of Central Florida and his two sons.
I beat myself up for letting him go.
Egner's wife, Michelle, says the sons were keeping an eye on their father, but he wandered off last Wednesday. For 66 hours, they searched. Finally, Illinois Conservation Police Sergeant Brian McReynolds says a man who has a deer lease nearby who was hunting moose in Canada happened to check his trail cameras hooked up to the Illinois deer lease.
And when he did, he saw an individual he believed to be Chuck Egner.
And Michelle Egner says they found her husband.
He was sitting on the stump and the game warden came in. And my husband said, "Hey, buddy, you have any water?" And he was eating acorns.
Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A man facing child pornography and other charges was arrested yesterday after a standoff with police at an apartment in north suburban Vernon Hills. 18-year-old Francisco Pena of Mundelein allegedly fled to a balcony of an apartment. This is along the 11 block of Museum Boulevard. Allegedly threatened to jump if anyone approached him. He finally surrendered after authorities talked with him for about 45 minutes. A north suburban man has been sentenced to 3 years of supervised release for making pipe bombs at his family's home in Lindenhurst.
Michael Supes had already served 3.5 years in custody before being released on bond earlier this year. His lawyer told a federal court judge that Supes started making the pipe bombs after he stopped taking antipsychotic medication because he could no longer afford it and felt he needed the bombs for self-protection. The attorney says that is no longer the case. Supi's pleaded guilty to possessing a destructive device containing an explosive material at his home. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.